just knowing our Rosh Shlita. Yes, I brought up a few Siddurim because our topic is really in the Siddur. At the end of Shacharis, there might not be enough, so you might have to share. But on page 101 in the Tfilas Kol Peh, you have what's called the Sheish Zechiros. So I've translated that as the six rememberings. There might be a more suitable English word than rememberings, but that's the idea. So what's it all about? Well,
page 101.
Well, what's the best way of remembering one's wife's birthday? You only have to forget it once. In the non-Jewish world, the calendars are full of commemoration days. You tick off certain days on the calendar to say this day was the battle of this and that day was the battle of that, or this day is an independence day. So for anyone, it's nothing really novel to have a day to remember. So what is it about Yiddishkeit where we have a specific theme about remembering specific events? It's not just a commemoration. It's meant to do something more active than that. And indeed, when we are told to remember certain events, we have to do them actively in certain physical ways, like eating matzah, eating maror, sitting in the sukkah, lighting their Hanukkah. These are all actually acts of remembering certain events, where you're actually forced to do something physically rather than just have a tick on your calendar. But notwithstanding that, we do have certain topics which should be remembered, and this is a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah. So once somebody I know was standing at the bus stop, and he was saying, you know, I don't really have any mitzvahs to keep when I'm standing at the bus stop, when I'm standing in the queue. And somebody else said to him, you know, you've got the six mitzvahs, tamidias as they're called, the six mitzvahs where you can just remember those things. And by those, you are performing a mitzvah. And the Ramban, who says they are mitzvahs d'oraisa, he lists these six. The six which you have in front of you. Have we got enough siddurim? Yeah. Okay, the first one, the man tizkos yom tzeitzchom eitz mitzvahim kol yom echayecho, you shall remember every day of your life the coming out of Egypt. And we know of a drasha we have in the Haggadah on this. Kol yom echayecho, why does it say kol instead of just yom echayecho? And we have a drasha with lelos as well as daytime, and at night time we actually say the third paragraph of the Shema, which talks about tzitzis, and you might think tzitzis has got nothing to do with night time, but we say the third paragraph of the Shema in order that we can remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at night time. Secondly, Rak Hishom Elecho, I won't read the whole thing, but the last few words is Livnei Hashem Lakecho B'Chorev, Chorev is Har Sinai. We remember the revelation of the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. Number three, Zochres Asher Solecho Amalek, remember what the Amalekites did to you, etc. It says here the whole Parsha which we read on Parsha Zochar, Lo Tishkoch, you shall not forget. The next one, Zochar Tishkoch Eis Asher Hitzavto Es Hashem Lokecho Bamidbar, you angered Hashem in the Midbar, namely the story of the golden calf, or primarily the golden calf. Zochar es Asher Asa Hashem Elokecho Miriam, Baderech Betzeitzchem Mitzrayim, remember what Hashem did to Miriam, and here it's talking about the sin of Lashon Hara, and that Miriam was given the Makkah of Tzaras. And lastly, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho, remember the Shabbos day, and that can be remembered in a number of ways. You make Kiddush, you have the meals, but also during the week, when you say the Shir Shel Yom, you say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. The Goyim have a different name for every day of the week. We don't. We just say this is the first day for Shabbos, the second day, counting every day up to Shabbos, and we are remembering Shabbos every single day. But the question is, do we really need to go through these every single day? No, it's not quite the lot. Those are the six which are listed by the Ramban. The Sfardim in their Siddur produce a list by the Gaon Harav Maran Harav Chida, Tam Yosef David Azulay, and he lists 10.
I mean, for instance, the Shema,
That's true. You shall remember all the mitzvahs.
As an example. Yeah.
You're right. But they're not that's not listed, although one of the Chidoz ones would perhaps collude with that. I'll go through the Chidoz. The extra ones which are listed are Chasdei Hashem, the fact that we received the Mon, and you will see this extra list in Sephardi Sidurim at the end of Shacharis. Because it says there, V'zochar to es karaderech, you shall remember the way Asher licho Hashem lekecho Abarim Shona Bamidbar V'yachil lecho es Hamon, and he gave you the Mon. That's in Devarim Ches Posuk Beis to Posuk Dalet. So you should remember the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next one listed by the Chidah is that you should remember all the wonderful things that Hashem has been doing for us, that you just don't forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't forget Hashem. That's not really listed in those six, that you don't forget Hashem. What does it say? It says, V'zochar to Hashem lekecho ki hu hanosei lecho kawach la'asos choyel. He does for you good favours. And there it's talking about looking after you. And it says there, Hishom lecho pen tishkach es Hashem lekecho. That probably ties in with what you're saying. Don't forget Hashem. So that's another extra one. Then another one of the Chidor is one where you should remember the fact that you have bris milah, that you have a constant os bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a covenant with Hashem. V'namaltes b'sar olaschem v'yala os bris, which is Bereishis Yodzayim Yodalu, that you are a constant eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech of the world. Then another one, which comes from the Kabbalah, relates to yesterday's Sedra, that we were saved from Balak and from Bilam. And this is from a posuk in Micha Perek Vav, posuk K, Ami zochon no mayot bolok melech mov me ono oso bilom ben ba'ar min ashitim ad agilgal l'man das sitkas Hashem. So that's another thing to remember. And lastly, a further one on the list of the Chidah is Yerushalayim. Don't forget Jerusalem. Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. May my right hand be forgotten should I forget Jerusalem. Tehillim kuf Lamed Zayin, Hey and Vol. So we've got quite a shopping list there, but it wasn't really my intention just to go through a shopping list today, but to ask a number of questions on the way we are keeping these mitzvahs and their significance. The questions can be, first of all, do you have to do these every single day? Do you have to say them? Or is it good enough just to think about them? And if you don't do them every single day, is it good enough every month or every 3 months or every year? What is the deal? And there are different opinions brought amongst the Rishonim. But to start off with an idea, with a moshul, about the purpose of remembering, we spoke before about Matzah, Maronah, Chanukah, Sukkah, where we actively pursue physical mitzvahs to remember things. What is the idea of Zechiros? I'd like to give a moshul. Let's say you're walking along the country lanes and you get lost. Let's say you're walking from, I don't know, Hatfield to Stevenage. So you're coming from Hatfield and you come to a crossroads of a rather rural junction and you find five different turnings and you're lost. You don't know which one to turn. You didn't have a seichel to take a map with you. So which way do you go? And then you see lying on the ground, buried amongst lots of rubble and earth and soil and so on, a very old signpost which was broken, lying on the ground, half buried in the ground. And this signpost had originally been pointing in different directions. So how do you find your way? You lift up the old signpost. It still doesn't tell you which way is correct. But there is one thing you know about it. You can take the bit which points to where you're coming from. So you take the bit which says Hatfield and you point it along the way that you came from. And then you will know the way to Stevenage and all the other places. So what is this idea? I beg your pardon? All right. So you don't know where you're coming from. So what the Torah does is it gives us this guide to tell us the derech which we should be approaching, so that if you approach by means of what it says in Pekei Avos, Dame Ein Ato Basan, know from where you are coming. If you know from where you are coming, that Hashem gave you the Torah Charev, that you came out from Mitzrayim, that you keep the Shabbos, etc., then you will know which way you should be going. That is your direction. So So for us to remember things is not just commemoration, ticking a date on the calendar. It is to give us a derech for both the present and the future. Now, according to the Kama Yosha, he says these should be said every single day. He regards this as a mitzvah to say the Raisa, and he even goes as far as saying, and this is based on what's written by the Arizal and various Kabbalists, that if you don't perform even a single mitzvah, you face the risk of going through a Gilgul, of coming into, back into the world in order to perform a mitzvah which you did not have performed in a previous life. So is written in the Ari, the Yosef Omeitz, and the Ari says, if you say the Sheish Zechiros every single day, Muftach Shu Ben Olam Haba, guaranteed that you will be a Ben Olam Haba. Now, the question we asked is it just in your heart, or is it something you have to say? It says the Taras Karnim in Bukhul Kosai. Yes?
You just conclude you have to say it every day.
Ah, it's not... Well, I'll come in a minute to the Aruch HaShulchan. If you want, I'll say him now. The Aruch HaShulchan says you don't have to say these every single day. There is a machlokus between various authorities. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Simon Samach, Siftalud, he says... These zechiros which are printed in the Sidurim are a hiddur. It's a hiddur ba'alma if you can say them every single day. Because we haven't actually found them in the Gemara and in the Poskim, a chiyuv to actually say them every single day, except Yetzias Mitzrayim, because there you've got the chiyuv Erev Avoker, like we say the third paragraph of the Shema. So by having to say the third paragraph of the Shema at night time, it's telling us that you have to say it both at night time and in daytime. And what about Amalek? Amalek we know is Minat Torah definitely once a year, because we know from also from the Shulchan Aruch down that Parshas Amalek is Minat Torah. So that is definitely once a year. And Shabbos of course is every single week. Fine. But, he says, you don't have to, la halacha, say these every single day. But it's a nice thing if you do. It's a hiddur. There are those who say we don't paskin like Yeruch HaShulchan. But he brings things down. And you do have various opinions. What you do have is an interesting Nogan Avraham, if you don't have time to say these at the end of davening. And I'll pass around this handout. Well, the Aruch Chaim Simon Samach actually has the Magen Avraham talking about this in another way. So if you look at the Magen Avraham, Simon Samach, just a few lines down where you see two vertical lines on the handout, Isa b'kavonus v'ksovim, that's usually referring to writings of the Arizal. V'azachiros halolu, have we all got it? V'azachiros halolu hei mitzvah sasei. They are positive commandment, Lochain Kishayoma Uvonu Vacharto. Now this is talking about the bracha of Ava Rabba. When you are actually davening before Kriya Shema in Shacharis, and you say the words Uvonu Vacharto Mikolam Veloshon, Yisko Matan Torah. Then when you say Uvonu Vacharto, because we say Asher Vacharboni Mikolamim, Venosam Lonu Es Taroso. So you should remember Matan Torah. The Kerav Tonu is Marmad Har Sinai. And then when you say the Shimcha HaGodol, you should remember Maaseh Amalek, She'ein Hashem Shalem, because Hashem's name is not complete, Ki Yod Al Keisko, as it says at the end of Mishalach, and Al Keisko, not Hashem, because of Amalek's existence. So when you say the Shimcha HaGodol, you're thinking of Amalek. Laudos Lecha, sorry, Laudos Lecha, to thank you, Hapeh, Lo Nivro, Rak Lahodos. The mouth isn't created except to thank. That is an allusion to evil gossip. Miriam. So that's to remember Miriam. Well, this is from the Shema. That phrase, Zeu Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is Sheshkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. Shabbos is called equal to all the mitzvahs. And when you say Kol Mitzvos Hashem, then you should be thinking of Shabbos. And when you say that's what one of the zechiros, he says, there is a minhag to allow the corners of your talis to fall down off your shoulders, at Kan Shonot. And then the Yalkut, Parshas B'chukosai, maybe Gankain, he also brings Zachar es Asher Hitzavto es Hashem Elokecho Bamidbar. This is when you angered Hashem in the wilderness. There it's talking about the golden calf. Zachar B'peh, remember it with your mouth, which means you're not just thinking it, you are saying it. Ayin Shom. Shem Sifri. Now, he then says, Nirali Shiyizke Zeh Kishiyoveh Ba'avo. So where do you have the allusion to the Egel Azor in this bracha of Ava Rabo? When you say the bracha at the end, Habocha Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'avo, Hashem has chosen his people with love. What does it mean with love? La'afuke, to exclude, Ba'oso Pam, Lo'ahu Ovim Hashem. To exclude that time when Hashem lost his love for us because we worshipped a golden calf. We'll come back to that in a moment. So the Torah's Kadim in B'chukosai says, I might think it might be good enough to think, but it says, Zoch HaSiyam HaShavos, he says, Shetehei Shona B'ficho, that it should be on your mouth. And he says the same applies to the others, with Egel, with Miriam, with Amalek. And the Ramban says, in his Hashmotus to the Sefer HaMitzvos Asay Zayin, that these are all with the mouth and not simply belayed. Now according to the Ravad, and also the Rash Mishants, he says this command of Zechira relates to learning the Halachas relating, the Dinim relating to these ideas. Namely, to remember the Shabbos means to learn Hilchas Shabbos, to learn the Dinim of Shabbos, to learn Avodah's Dinim of Avodah Zorah when you think of the Maisa Egel. Or when you think of Miriam, you should be learning the dinim of Lashon Hara, or Negoim, says. And when you think of Amalek, you should be learning the dinim of Megillah. So that the whole idea of Zechiris is not simply just to say off this shopping list, but to learn the individual halachas, which relate to each individual thing. So the Ramban says, when you learn Parshas Yisro, you've got their Matan Torah. Shabbos, you've got every weekday because you're saying Hayom Yom whatever for Shabbos. And it's the Mechilta who says that the Goyim have different names for every different day, but we have this counting by Shabbos. The Rashi says you keep the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos when you go shopping. Because whenever you go shopping, you find something nice, you say, ah, that might be for Shabbos. There's a difference between Shammai and Hillel, but either way, Rashi's view could hold.
Is there anything in between these mitzvahs of the evil, whether it's the Reise or the Rabbonon? Amalek is the Reise, no, it's Nishkar.
Yes. The way the Ramban writes, they're all Min HaTorah, they're all Midaraisa. But the Ramban doesn't list all of them in his, is in his calculation of the 613 mitzvahs. For the Ramban, some of them might be included in a wider aspect. For example, the mitzvah of remembering Amalek, the Rambam includes that as the mitzvah of Amalek, to wipe out Amalek, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the actual saying every day of Chash Yasalach Amalek, he does not regard as a mitzvah d'oraisa, but the Rambam does. So we get a machlokes rishonim. But most hold that there is a d'oraisa, although they don't hold every single day, and they say that when you do have to do it, it should be let the pet and not simply belay with your mouth. According to Rashi, it's not really a mitzvah to remember, but it's a warning. It's an azhara. So you don't have a mitzvah daraisa to say these or to remember them, but when you do look at them and you do remember them, it's like musa. It's going to put you on the right path and on the right direction. Another example is that Sinai, Chored, is not listed by the Rambam. So the Perush Megillas Esther says that to remember how Sinai is included, where it says you may not forget the words of Torah. You mustn't forget. Yishomilachot al tishkach. And therefore it's part of that mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah in its own right. According to the Ba'etav in Simon Samach Zayin, he says it is good enough just to think them. So when you're standing at the bus stop, you don't have to actually go through them saying them, you just think through them and you're doing the mitzvah. But the Rashba writes at the end of the first perek of Brochus, he says, it's definitely the pair. How do we know? Because it says, Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelas. You have to remember Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelas, but Mazkirin is a much stronger word than Zochrin, than remembering. Mazkirin is a more powerful word in the PL, I believe, and therefore you actually say it in the Kriyas Shema, in the third paragraph, and he says, from there we know you have to do these the peh. Now according to the Smak, when it comes to the mitzvah remembering Amalek, he says that mitzvah, Kuf Mem Zayin, is just once a year. You don't have to do it every single day. And you achieve it by laning Pasha Zocher. But there is another view, and in fact it's alluded to in the Rambam Hilchas Malachim, Perek Hei Halacha Hei, is that the mitzvah of Amalek is always, B'chol Eis V'Eis. So therefore, it would mean every single day. And if it's all the time, that means it's not a mitzvah sasei shazan goma, and women have to keep these mitzvahs as well. As the chasam sofein is shalosh tshuvos even oezer kuf yotes, why does he say once a year? The smak, he says, because it's, that's the shear of shikcho, that if you don't do it at least once a year, then you'll definitely forget about it. The Minchas Chinuch talks about the remembering Miriam and the Egel. He says you don't have to every single time. He says the time you should be remembering Miriam and the Egel is when you're coming to Nisayon, when a test comes your way and you are faced with the temptation of saying Lashon Hara, then you should be remembering about the Maisa Miriam. But others say every day. The Ari writes this, the Sefer Charedim writes this. Certainly Mitzrayim we know is every single day because of what we said. Now if we look again at the Magen Avraham, which we were in the middle of, we carry on there. In the middle of the first wide line, the Tzorich Tam, and we need to have a reason. Loma Tiknu Likros Parshas Amalek. Why did Chazal make a takona that we read Parshas Amalek? We don't find it with other zechiros. Why don't we have a din that you have to have a special laning ceremony for Shabbos or for Miriam or for Amalek seems to be the only one, which is Pasha Zocha. Because I'm so Simon Tov Reish Pei Hei, and there at the end of Tov Reish Pei Hei it says that it's a mitzvah daraisa to read Pasha Amalek and also Pasha Parah. Some say Pashas Parah is an allusion to Egel Azov, but he doesn't see it that way. Yesh Lomai, he says, Zmatan Torah Yesh Lomu Chagat Seres. Well, look, he says, we got Shavuos. To Shavuos, we line from Pashas Yisrael, Machodesh HaShlishi, and we read the Aseres HaDibros. So that is a Zechira. That is okay. Muadin Shabbos. Every Shabbos we're lining a Pasha. But then he says, Umaisa Miriam Umaisa Egel Lo Tiknu. We don't really have any lining for the Maisa Miriam and for the Egel. Why not? Because those are embarrassing events for us. In the case of Yetzias Mitzrayim or Shabbos, there's nothing embarrassing about it. Amalek, there's nothing really embarrassing about it, even though they start on us only when we don't behave. But the Maisa Miriam and the Maisa Egel are stains on ourselves. And we are embarrassed about them. And we don't want to show up too much the skeletons in our cupboard. So we don't have a special laning takona. So says the Magen Avraham. Ask the Aruch HaShulchan of this Magen Avraham. He says, can't be. Are you suggesting that the reason why we don't have a special laning for Miriam and for Egel is simply because it's embarrassing for us? If the Torah says you have to remember these events, then you have to remember these events. Whether they're embarrassing or whether they're not. Why is this?
Couldn't you be like someone that comes to the actual Pasha? Miriam Pasha of Kisiso.
Yeah, that's one thing that he says, and others say this as well. He says, look, every week you're laning different sedras, and sooner or later you're going to come to one of these topics in the Torah. That is the Zechira.
Well.
But And Masa Malik as well. You got it at the end of Bashalach, you got it at the end of Kiseisei, without. Yeah, we don't have, yeah. But we have a special kriya for Parsha Zohar, but you could say, what do you need Parsha Zohar for? Because Parsha Zohar, you've got it at the end of Kiseisei, you've got something at the end of Bashalach, so why have it? There is one answer given that when you're having the kavana to be able to kriya satorah, you might not be thinking at the same time that to have kavana for the mitzvah of Zechira.
I mean, in Amalek different
because the Gula can't come until we wipe out Amalek. It's kind of, all these other things are not indispensable for that purpose. But we can still be guilty of lots of Averis, like Russia, like Bashir, and still come. I like that because I was going to conclude today with focusing on Amalek. And why is it different to all the others? Because clearly it is. And what you say is very interesting. That the only way to really get Geula is because Kiyod al Kesekar, and to make Hashem's name complete, is to do away with Amalek. Alright, you could say to keep two Shabbos and so on, but Amalek certainly seems to come out on the top. The Machatzis HaShekel says, he's affected on this page, but you don't have it on the handout, he says that when you're laying in Bashalach, or you're laying in Kiseitse, you're yot to the mitzvah of remembering Amalek. But we make an inyan of Parsha Zohar to be read just before Purim, because that's the time when we're thinking a lot about Amalek. But he says the other Parshas Yoyotz are from the laning. So says the Zeis Ramon, as well as the Rosh Hashulchan. And therefore, maybe with Miriam and the Egel, they are pushed a bit in the sidelines. And so the Rosh Hashulchan says, okay, I can understand where the Magen Avraham is coming from by not having a special thing for those which cause us embarrassment. So now we come to this question of more about Amalek, which you just brought up, because I was going to focus on that. Alright, we said one thing, that the others are Chiros Yoyotza from the Kriyas HaTorah. Whereas Amalek, we want to make a special naming for it, because it's just before Purim. And there is, of course, the Inyan of Purim of reading the Megillah B'Tzibur. Other Pasume Nissa might be different. They might be around the table at home, or they might, like the Seder night, or the Nechanikos to everybody outside. But the Maisa Amalek we read about with the Megillah on Purim, the Tzibur, Am Mefuzol Meferot Beino Amin, because we're a scattered people, hence someone said he should attack us. So therefore we also have a special Kriyas HaTorah where we read the Tzibur to remember Amalek, which falls in line with the idea of Megillah being read, the Tzibur as well. So we got something extra for Parsha Zohar. There is another idea, and that is this. When you're performing the mitzvah of abstaining from Lashon Hara, then you will remember Miriam. When you're performing the mitzvah of Seder night and Pesach, Matzah, you will be remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. You will be remembering Shabbos automatically when you daven and you sing the Kaddish Shabbos and you make the Kiddush and you have the three meals and you're singing Dil Zemiras. And of course when you're learning Torah every single day, you're going to remember Mamad Har Sinai, because everything is from there. And of course to avoid Avodah Zarah, you can then remember the Maisa Egel. So there you've got five different Zechiros where you are performing actively the mitzvahs. And you can trigger off in your mind those Zechiros. Whereas Amalek is not quite poshut. Amalek is a different kettle of fish. Alright, we've got the mitzvah of Megillah and so on. But those other mitzvahs maybe are more pronounced where you will remember those events. Therefore you need more emphasis for Amalek by having the Parsha Zohar. You've mentioned the idea of Geula. But there's another idea which I was thinking of, and that might be a more sociological idea. If you consider all these six Zechiros apart from Amalek, the other five, they are ones which are coming internally, as it were. Because you're doing those mitzvahs, it can come from you more easily by keeping Shabbos, by keeping Pesach, by abstaining from Lashon Hara. So it's something internal. Amalek is something external. It doesn't come from within, it comes from without. And what's the idea here? That do we always recognize Amalek when it's approaching us? Do we always see it when it's coming? Unfortunately, 6 million of our brethren didn't realize easily that it was coming. My late grandfather, Zechron Levracha, He used to give cigars to a neighbor who was a Nazi. So this Nazi was friendly with him. And he said to him, I'll tell you a secret. He says, there is a plan. There is a plan to kill all the Jews. But don't tell anybody I told you. He knew beforehand that there was such a plan. Not many did. There's the story told of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. 100 years before the Holocaust, when the Kaiser from Germany came to visit Eretz Yisrael and everybody went out to greet him, he would not go out. And somebody asked him, why don't you go out to greet the Kaiser? He said, because Germany is Amalek. It's not easy to see, and it's not easy to understand, what is anti-Semitism, what is Amalek. There's an interesting Medrash in Pekudei which talks about somebody who wants to get at the king in his palace, but he can't because the palace is heavily guarded. So what does he do? He goes to the most outer wall of the palace and he starts knocking a little hole in it, a little hammer and a chisel. Nowadays, unfortunately, it's a suicide bomb, but he takes something to start from the outside and he starts knocking away at the outer wall. Says the Midrash, that outer wall of the palace is the symbol of Am Yisrael. The peoples of the world who want to deny Hashem, they realize they can't get at him, they can't attack him, even though they don't want him. So what do? They attack Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, we don't see when Amalek is coming. That is why it needs a more great Zechira than all the others. That is why we have a Parsha Zochar, and that we should hopefully speedily in our days do away with Amalek, and we will have our rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. Thank you.